Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Your team, adjective, used to describe an individual whose spirit is unyielding, unconstrained, one who navigates life on their own terms, effortlessly. They do not always show up on time, but when they arrive, you notice an individual confident in their contradictions. They know the rules, but behave as if they do not exist. New team, the new fragrance by Miu Miu, defined by you.
Some days call for working up a sweat, working on your passion, and endless action. Ditch the glitch with Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Refreshing flavors like strawberry kiwi and blackberry lemonade. Scientifically formulated to support physical energy, hydration, focus, mood, and social stamina. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Hydrating energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast. Elliot Shore Park, James Seltzer with you, Elliot. I feel like, you know, because of the Phillies and then the way the Eagles lost in the midst of the Phillies same night, the whole thing, we've been like maybe two down in this city for this season. I think like it's time to maybe, you know, well, turn the page a little bit and start to
fit.
I mean, the Eagles are 4-2. I'm just throwing that out there. The sky's not falling yet.
Yeah. So I did the Go Birds Evenings for the first time last night.
Shout out. Every Wednesday night. Yes. Check it out.
But one of a caller called in and was like, I don't mean to be too glass half full. And I thought to myself, like, it's okay. Like, you can.
Well, that's what Jason
you
Kelsey
can still
did
feel good about
too.
The team.
Kelsey was like super positive about they're going to figure, like, I believe they're going to figure this out. And he broke down why, and it was
his reasoning
was compelled. Well, there was a lot of reasons that, you know, that their execution that he thinks until Landon got hurt, Landon actually looked good in that game when he got hurt. He thinks that the offensive line has been the biggest issue and they can they could figure that out. He thinks Saquon will get going. You know, he was just confident. He's like, there's too much talent on this team for them to be this bad. I believe in the guys in the building that they fight, that they're not going to just kind of roll over and all that. It was compelling.
So I feel like I go through phases with the Eagles, and I think I'm currently in one of these phases where you watch them play on Sunday
or Thursday
or Thursday or and you're like, man, this team's not that good. I know. And then on Monday, you talk about it and you're like, yeah, they're not that good. On Tuesday, you say to yourself, you know what? Like, it wasn't as bad as I thought. On Wednesday, you go, hey, you know what? They got talent on this mm-hmm. roster. By Thursday and Friday, you're like, they can figure it out. Saturday, you're excited. And then you watch them play and you're like, oh no, that's right. They suck. Right. So like,
well, that's why this game's so important for how we feel about this team.
This is such a massive game for this team.
So I think it's massive for us. I think more than them. I think it's big for them, but we've seen like they could start 4-4 in real. Like we've seen too much stuff where teams turn around too quickly in the NFL, especially with as much talent as they have on this roster. But I agree it's important for them, but I think it's even more important for this fan base to actually have any sort of belief.
So let's talk about that for a second. All the talent they have on the roster.
Yeah.
Do they?
Well, so on offense, rephrase. Offense. They have a ton of talent on offense.
They have a ton of talent on offense.
They do.
I agree
defensively with the injuries that less so. Right. But
that is half the roster.
No, it is. But again, they shouldn't be as bad as they've been is the point offensively. Like they should be able to be a better offensive team.
But here would be my only counter to maybe we're just convincing ourselves.
Well, look, it could be they just could not have it this year. It's possible. Well, but
that aside, like, let's just talk about the talent on offense, mm-hmm. right? The receivers are obviously awesome. Saquon, I think, is still obviously awesome. You could make an argument here, but whatever, right? But I think obviously still very good. Goddard's been awesome. He's going to have like a career high in touchdowns, which mm-hmm. might be like a new red flag for the team if he's scoring a lot of touchdowns. Yeah. But in Jalen, like we could do 4 hours on Jalen. But the offensive line. So,
which is we both agree. Agreed. The biggest problem with the team.
Biggest problem. Like, I know that Kelsey said Landon was good before he got hurt.
In that one game, he got hurt and where his ankle got rolled up. He was saying prior to getting hurt, not that he was great, but he saw things from Landon that made him feel like he was talking about switching and some things that Landon was doing where he's like, Landon looks comfortable out there. I think Landon looks good for the first time this year before he got hurt. Yeah. Like Jason said.
And Landon is obviously one of the most talented offensive linemen, not alone. But here's my thing. I think we might have to accept that the left guard and right guard spots are just issues on this team and that we have no idea what we're going to get from Landon. Brett Toth is bad.
A disaster.
He's not good.
So that's the biggest thing.
He's
been here 7 years and the guy, it's like, he doesn't know how to play line. It's crazy.
Well, I think he's just bad.
I
think what Brett Toth brings to the team is like good practice reps, good locker room guy.
I don't care.
But I guess what I mean is like, that's why I think he's been here, but this is also why he's not played. Yeah. Like there's never been a real moment where it's like, hey, Brett Toth is
and
the
now
top
after
backup.
7 years, he finally gets a shot and it's a disaster. Exactly.
So
it's a great point.
Look, could Landon come back and play elite? Like, sure, anything's possible. He's an elite player, so he could do it.
He might be injured all year.
He might just be injured all year. He might never be like the Landon this year, right?
It's possible.
And I think that's not just possible. I think that is
probable.
The very likely scenario. I would be, and anything's possible.
So I agree with you. I think the most likely scenario is Landon Dickerson for the rest of this year because of injuries is not the player he was last year. But I do think that he could be much better than what he's been. Like, he's been bad
maybe,
in the games he's played.
But
he might not. It's possible. But the point is he might be able to get healthy. Like, he was limited in practice, which is shocking to me. Like, he's actually practicing this week.
I just think he looks rough, man. I saw him out there on the practice field yesterday. Like, it just... he doesn't look like Landon. That's
so
really
I think
the best
he needs a little
time.
I don't want him to play. I want him to give him a couple weeks off and get him right.
But the issue is...
But the point is, I agree with you. I said the most likely outcome is that, but I do think that there's a middle ground between him getting back to what he was and him getting healthier than he is now and being competent or whatever. You know, that's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, like he... Again, to use the website reference point you don't like. But
I'm banning it from the
pod. He was playing like one of the worst guards in the
league. Yeah, he looked
there
like
is a world
you don't
where
even need to use him. We saw it. We watched it with our eyes.
Yeah.
But that's my point.
But where I'm going with it is when you say all the talent on the offense, if two of their guards are a problem, then it truly does not matter how good the receivers are.
No.
It doesn't matter how good Saquon
is. Or Jalen,
Or Jalen, right? So that's my concern is that, yes, they have a ton of talent on offense, but if the interior of their line is a major problem, and it is closer to a major problem than like they'll fix it, in my opinion, that is massive. So yes, they have talent on offense, but the heart of their offense might be bad in terms of the interior of the line. And then on defense, they don't have that much talent.
They have talent. They're just, I mean, they have four guys who are elite,
Agreed.
Which is better than most defenses. So like, I think it lifts everyone up. Like I get your point, but I think if those guys are out, the problem with the defense is Jalen Carter doesn't look like Jalen Carter all year long.
Did you hear
part
Baldy
injuries
ripped into him, by the way?
And Baldy's dead right.
I agree.
Baldy is dead right.
I agree.
And that's what we talked about coming into the year, where you are putting a lot of weight, importance, necessity, whatever, in the defense being good on Jalen Carter, being great with the way the defensive line is shaped. And I brought this up on the morning show, and we've talked so much in the offseason about the toll that Saquon's workload might take on him and what he might. We didn't talk a lot at all about a defense. Every week, everyone's like, I've never seen a defensive tackle play 100%.
Yeah.
I've never seen, he's playing every, like, it's possible there's wear and tear there, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
And, you know, he spit on Dak in the first game.
Like, he did. So yeah, that happened.
I'm certainly at a point with Jalen Carter where it's so funny when people say it. Like, it's not funny he did it, but it's just such a wild
statement. It's the sentence. Just saying that, when he got ejected for spitting on Dak Prescott.
It's like,
it's ridiculous.
It's like, he's not been great against the run, blah, blah, blah.
He missed on that Dak. Game because he spit on Dak.
But, like, I'm definitely at a point with Jalen Carter where this offseason, I am not just handing this.
Oh, I don't think you can. Like, unless he turns it on now and looks like the guy last year and finds a way
to sign a team friendly deal.
Well, that's not going to happen. They'll just wait another year. I don't think. Yeah.
So
they don't have to sign him this offseason.
But I think that's where I'm at. And look, this is why Sunday is so massive. I'm shifting my thought of like how talented the roster is. Like we all offseason, and correctly, I still feel we were correct saying they had maybe the best roster in the NFL. Clearly it's not panned out that way.
No.
Right. But I think it was fair to project that. But Minnesota, to me, to get back to like the Monday through Sunday emotions of what this team goes through, I think within 10 minutes on Sunday, we'll know. Like we'll
about
know.
Sunday, yeah.
Well, I think we'll know so about the team.
I think you're going too far.
Dude, like, if they show up on Sunday, get blown out, this thing is...
Well, if they get blown out, it's a different thing. But if they like don't win on Sunday, but they're like injured and they play a good game and the defensive line just can't get pressure, like there are still things that can be corrected or fixed. They still can trade for guys, like there still are. Brandon Graham could come walking back through that door. Like there are things that can make the team better. And look, to Kelsey also made this point, which I think is a fair point. And look, it could be that they're bad and they're just not good this year, but you could also say they're 4-2 and they've played horrible football for the most part. So that you could take that as a positive that through six games, they are somehow sitting at 4-2 and they've not played well.
Now they
might not play well, but they also might. But I mean, Nick, again, we've ripped him a lot for this year and he deserves the blame, but he has been good at fixing things in season. Like we've seen it hasn't happened yet. But so like, I get it. I'm like, look, if they come out lifeless against the Vikings, I will be incredibly concerned and I will
very
likely be down on the chances the rest of the season. But that's an effort thing. Like if they come out and play hard, like if they get blown out, that's a concern. But if they come out and play hard and it's a close game, like I don't think that you could take long-term things away.
So I agree. If they lose to the Vikings
24-21,
and like we look, it's an eye test game.
Yeah, right?
Like,
I agree.
And so I also think because when they played the Giants, like understandably, everybody was very locked in on the Phillies, including you. Like the thing that is concerning about the Giants game, we talk about it from an X's nose perspective. We talk about a physicality standpoint. But they fell behind like 14-3 in that game like this, right? Like it felt like the 2023 game where at 10 minutes in, you're like, well, this is a freaking disaster. And so I agree that if there's definitely a world where they lose to the Vikings and you can parse out positives from it, right? And the Vikings are good too. That's worth
noting.
Solid
football team. It's in Minnesota.
I think a very, very good defense. And then the offense hurts them. But like I need to see within 10 minutes of the game that they do not show up. Like if
they're not bullied,
if 10 minutes
that
in, they're down 14-3 again, then this team might not have it this year.
That's possible.
And I think Sunday is about showing the fight. Like how much are they going to fight for this season? Right. And so I wasn't in the locker room yesterday, but Devin was, and she said the vibes were really good.
Well, AJ did too.
And AJ talked about it.
And shout out to Ashlyn Sullivan. I thought it was a really good back and forth where she asked him about, that was the Mylotta thing. Excuse me. The AJ thing was with Uram, and Uram's like, how are the vibes here? And AJ's like, listen, sound normal? And it was a really cool thing. Yeah. At first, I'm like, because you could tell Uram was shook by it at first. Like, wait, what's happening right now? What is it? You know, like, but he was like, just like, does it sound normal in here? Does it look normal? And he's like, yeah, it does. Like, we're good, you know, vibes wise.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I buy it. You know
what I've said? Like,
but
AJ,
I thought it was a good way of putting it. Like, looks normal, right?
Yeah. You know? That's why I think AJ is a net positive in the locker room. I know. We don't have to get back into
because he gave a good interview to David Ram.
No,
like,
I'm just saying, like,
I think he's clearly a net negative. It's inarguably he's a net negative.
I think the thing with Jalen is a net negative.
That alone makes it a net negative.
I mostly agree with you on that. But like,
he's got a great personality. That's fine. That has nothing to do with him hurting his teammates by causing problems.
Right. With Jalen. Yeah, I'm saying like the drama he caused.
He's the one talking. He's the one who caused the problems.
Would you say Jalen's a net negative in the locker room?
No, I think that Jalen has said the right thing. Jalen is not talking it public. My biggest issue is taking it public. The issue is the issue. Like we said, friendship is complicated and there's all kinds of history and who the hell knows? Like, they have to find a way to work together. They don't have to be friends. Like, they have to find a way to work together for everyone else they work with and all that stuff. But like, they have their issues. That's a separate thing. My issue is taking it public.
Yeah.
That's my issue. And that's fully and only on AJ.
Yeah. And AJ has taken it public for sure.
And he's apologized. He said it, you know? Yeah.
But I also remember in 2023, to speak of AJ pressers, AJ didn't talk for a few weeks.
Yeah. He hung Nick Sirianni after that. I remember that.
No.
The Seattle game. Nick Sirianni went out and said, oh, it was me, guys. And it was Jalen and AJ. He didn't say a word.
Yeah,
and
but then AJ came out and said it was on him. Jalen's. Well, whatever.
Later. Two weeks after. It was hanging in the wind.
Jalen hung Nick out to dry more than
I think
than
they both did.
Well, AJ's the one that admitted it was their fault.
2.5 weeks later.
Yeah, because he didn't talk for 2.5 weeks.
He talked.
Yeah. Right. But where I was going with it was AJ talked that day in 2023. And I remember thinking like, wow, this is really going to help the season.
I know. You said it was going to turn around.
I was
said,
dead wrong.
I said it wasn't.
Exactly. Yeah. So like, while I do think, to your point, it was a cool moment with AJ and the vibes can feel good.
Yeah, it does nothing for me.
Exactly. Zero. So like, we are going to find out on Sunday, full stop, if this team has it. Like, this is it. Like, again, do they have to win? No, they don't have to win. But if they lose 3 straight games, I don't know, man. Like, that would be almost 2 straight months for me of like lackluster football.
Look, again, I don't feel great about the Eagles. I just think you're going too far too early. Like, I agree with you. Like, if I had to bet, like I said last time, if I had to bet the season plays out, it's like 11-6, 12-5, maybe win a playoff game.
Wins.
I think they could win 12 games still. Yeah.
Yeah. They could.
11-6, maybe whatever. Yeah. But the point is, I think they win the division. I think they have a home playoff game. They probably win it. They might not. I think they probably lose the next round. Like, if I had to project now.
Yeah.
But I don't think that we should project now is kind of my point that I'm saying. Like, I think it is too early in the season to say that they are definitely going to be something.
So let me ask you this, and I don't know my answer to it. We can think about it out loud. If we had to put like a pie chart together of outcomes of the season, right? Like, what percent would you put at Super Bowl? What percent, or in terms of, we can do a bunch of
like high and low.
Yeah, we can do a bunch of ones. We can do big picture ones. Like in the Super Bowl, right? Don't make the playoffs. Win one playoff game, like it's a disaster, or it's just like immediate. Like, where are you at with like your percentage?
I
think that,
again, my percentage would be very low. And how's it a disaster? My percentage would be very low that they don't make the playoffs. Like, they might not. It's possible.
Has
I acknowledge that, but
from the start of the season.
Well, of course, for sure.
Well, because you don't ride the roller coaster the way I do, so I'm just wondering how much this has impacted you.
So I didn't think they were going to win the Super Bowl this year. I never said that. Yeah. I never predicted it. I think it's really freaking hard to win the Super Bowl. If you had asked me prior to the season, like we just did our records, I would have said an NFC championship game loss. Now I'm saying around earlier loss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
NFC championship game.
So point being that like a little bit, but I still think they're better. Like, I don't see this bottoming out. It could.
Yeah.
And we'll see. But I'm not ready to go where like this could bottom out, you know, and this could be a disaster season. I don't see it happen.
If you would have said to me before training.
Again, injuries are the big, you know, you never know with it. Yeah. The elephant in the room, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Although it would be wild, like, and it would be very on brand for the team.
If they stayed healthy.
Well,
if
Jalen got hurt and Tanner led them on, like, it would just be very on brand.
Well, yeah, we've been there.
You know, exactly. So I think if you asked me before the season, what are the chances they don't go to the playoffs? Like, before training camp.
You would have said, like, 0.
Yeah, like 1%.
Yeah, now you would say, like, 5, 10?
No, I think I'm...
Oh, you're higher.
Well, let's just be real. Like, in 2023, they made the playoffs, but, like, barely, right? In 2018, they got in on the last day of the season on a fluke. So, like, I think the chances they don't make the playoffs are like 20%. And I would say the chances they don't make the playoffs at this point are even with the chance they win the Super Bowl.
I would have that. So I wouldn't have them at 20% chance to win the Super Bowl.
I kind of think it's going to go 1 or 2 ways. They're going to put it together.
I agree with your statement, but mine would be like 5% on each end or 4%. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah. Like,
I guess you're right, the middle. But we just don't really see it with this team. Like, this team, if you look under Nick and Jalen, either goes to the Super Bowl. Or
I know, but that
out.
Doesn't mean it's going to.
I know,
like,
but I'm
for
just
the rest
saying,
of time.
Agreed. But, like, I look, to the guy that's called said glass half full, like there, and you're, I would say maybe a little more glass half full. You're probably like even.
Yeah, I'm like glass. Like,
there's a real world. There's a real world. But the last thing, or sorry, go ahead.
No, no, go ahead.
I was gonna say it's time for Jalen and Nick to put the Superman cape on. Like, we said, you want to be a top five duo? Yeah, like,
yeah.
Go make be special.
Happen. Make
go
it
be
happen.
Special.
All right, I want to.
Do they each have their own cape, or do they share a cape?
Share a cape. Well, ideally, they'd share a cape.
Like one big cape.
That'd be really weird.
I mean, can you imagine they came out on a presser in a shared Superman cape?
It would be something. I think people would remember.
I would respect it because it obviously would be off of something I said, but it would be very weird.
Yeah, it'd be really weird. I think. A strange decision by them. All right, I want to get to the game itself. Come a minute. And quarterback playing in the game, not Jalen, the other one, in a sec. But Elliot, how about before we get to the game, let's talk game plan. Because the Birds are planning for their next opponent, Minnesota, but Philly homeowners need a game plan for the winter because guess what's getting cold out? So
why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
What's the call, Elliot?
Hut, hut, hike.
Oh, there
like
it is.
Like that? That's what I would say if I was a quarterback. I think it's funny when quarterbacks obviously make their voice deeper for the call.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no way they yell like that in real life. But the call here, it's a simple call. You got to stop the cold from blitzing your home and sacking your wallet. And the defense for that is a new set of windows for our friends, the best defensive coordinator in the game. Some say the best defensive mind ever, Window Nation.
So you're saying to me, Window Nation on three, hut, hut.
That's good.
Pretty good, right? And their execution, it's flawless, Elliot, and that's a beautiful thing. Full window placement, just one day. Plus, right now, buy two windows, get two more completely free, free as us.
The Eagles could use some more windows on cornerback two, safety.
Oh, edge. Look at you. Yeah.
But you know what stops a lot of people? Not the Eagles, the budget. Especially with the holidays coming up, finding the cash now is a tough play to make.
Luckily for you, Window Nation exists. We have good news for you. Window Nation special financing, and it is special because it means you get all down now with you get it all done now with no money down and no payments for 2 years. It's insane. Zero interest until 2027. You get a warmer home for this winter and the next one before you pay the time.
Wow, that's a good way to look at it. Two windows, two summers or winters or whatever before you pay. But the offer ends October 31st, which it's crazy. It's almost December, by the way.
November. It's nuts. Thanksgiving right around the corner.
I know. So don't let the clock run out. Get your free estimate today at windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, we're going to get to the game itself in a sec, but Carson, look, Carson, it's not a lock that he plays J.J. McCarthy limited, but it seems like Carson could play. He's been full practice. Carson, it's not as big a deal as when they played Washington, obviously. It's, you know, there's a bigger deal to Carson first time. It's kind of a little bit less luster to it after Carson has kind of bounced around the last few years and all that, but, you know, still playing Carson.
So, I mean, it would be fitting if the final knife in this season was just Carson.
Stop at the final. You know, there'd putting be 4-3, and Elliott's like, well,
dude,
mail it in for the season. It's over. 4-3 team. Just
you're
lost.
Right. Season's I mean, I can picture it so vividly, like Carson bombing it down to Justin Jefferson, Keely Ringo trailing. Like, well, because what it's worth,
in the real Ray of Sunshine,
they went there in 2019 and got absolutely boat raced. Remember?
Of course.
Yeah, like that was. So it's funny. I've been.
Oh, who was their quarterback then?
It was Kirk Cousins, I think.
Oh, no, I'm saying it was the Eagles quarterback then.
It was Carson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But what's funny is I've been to the stadium twice. One time they got absolutely demolished, and the other time
they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So it was a real juxtaposition. So with Carson, like, he's actually been pretty good.
He's been okay.
Do you want to hear a stat you're not going to want to hear, but I'll say it.
He's been okay. If you actually watch the games, he still does the Carson thing where he holds onto the ball too long. But he has been serviceable.
So they've moved the ball with him. Mm-hmm. He has more passing.
They play bad teams too, for what it's worth.
Yeah. He has more passing yards in the last two games than Jalen has had in back-to-back games for a year and a half. So, like, they throw the ball, mm-hmm. and that makes sense. Like, they have awesome receivers.
And yeah, and also Jordan Mason was out last game, who's been their running back. And so they basically had no running back last game, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Or Mason might have played, but he fumbled. They weren't using him anyway.
My concern,
so are they coming off a bye?
Yeah, they're coming off a bye. Because I think they were international.
So that's something to consider.
Yeah, the Eagles off a mini bye to some extent.
Sure. Like the Cleveland one last year. Now the run starts.
Yeah, exactly. Nick shaves his head. Yep. I just
straight.
Think. My concern
12 straight, 11 straight, 15 dude, straight.
Could you imagine if they won 15 straight games again?
Like, yes, I've seen it. Seen it.
If they win 15 straight games again, I will never question them until they retire.
That's good.
And even then, I will never question them. But I just think the Vikings, my concern with the game is, like, they poke at all the Eagles' weaknesses.
And
the Vikings' weaknesses match up with Eagles' weaknesses.
Well, if the Eagles can run the ball, like, the Vikings' weakness on defense is run defense.
Like, if you, dude, they're in a dome off of a mini bye with 10 days to plan against a bad run defense. If they don't run the ball against the Vikings, then just chalk it up.
It's not a good sign if they can't run against Vikings.
Yes. And now the other thing the Vikings do really well is they blitz all the time. They're really good at disguising it. They play more zone coverage than any defense in the league. The Eagles struggle against zone. The offensive linemen are shouting from the rooftop that they're having trouble with communication and blitzing. They're going to be in a dome that's going to be loud. So, like, I am concerned about the Vikings defense against the Eagles offense, to say the least, right? And then on the flip side, the Vikings offensive line's not good. Like, they're dealing with injuries. They're shuffling guys in and out. They don't even know who their tackles are going to be this week. Does it matter? Like, the Eagles' pass rush is bad. So that's my concern, is that they're not going to be able to get pressure on Carson. Now, Carson could still make a lot of mistakes, but we know when you get pressure on Carson, they sacked him eight times the last day.
It helps him to get
in. If you can get to him, he'll get rattled.
That's the Carson.
Or they'll get no pressure on him. He'll get going. Like, the We'll see if Quinyon plays. Like, I don't know. He was
I can't
limited.
Believe he's even practicing. I mean, it'd be amazing.
Now, it could be all lies. Like, he could be limited where, like, he stretched and did individual.
Right. And they're like, just to make the thing.
Yes, exactly. For what it's worth, we were only out there for stretching yesterday. So we didn't.
And look, it is also possible that it was just a very mild tweak on Thursday.
Yeah,
I think he
possible.
Left the game as a precaution.
The fact
fine.
He was even out there is a positive.
Is a good sign.
But it could also just be lies.
I would bet that he doesn't play if I had to bet.
Yeah, I'm more like 50-50 than I
yeah,
was.
Yeah, 50. Today. I agree. He practiced so limited. But
we'll see in the locker room today, like if he talks, that would
yeah,
be,
that'd
very
be good.
Encouraging sign. Jalen Carter just came out and said he was going to play. But regardless, so if let's say he does or let's say he does play, then okay, him versus Justin Jefferson.
There's
now,
at least hope there.
Now, like he's coming off a hamstring injury, so who right. knows if he can
we don't finish. Know. We don't know.
But yeah. if he doesn't play, like.
Yeah, it's bad.
They're screwed. Like Adoree Jackson.
Well, would you consider putting Cooper on Jefferson? I know he doesn't play the outside and stuff, but just say, hey.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Now,
I would keep Coop at his strengths.
Great.
I mean, look, I was wrong about Cooper coming out in the draft. So maybe he's obviously an amazing player.
He's an amazing player. Yes.
Can he play on the outside?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Vic seems pretty content on like
yeah but I think that's as much because he's so great at what he does
exactly
and stuff. But I'm just saying, you know, desperate times call for desperate
well,
measures,
you know,
right?
What else is funny in like a painful way?
Great. I cannot wait to hear, tell me
that could be the pod title. You know what's funny in a painful way? Yeah. But Justin Jefferson, the whole reason they didn't draft him is because they're like, he plays in the slot when
and
now he's almost always on the outside.
Of course he is.
Yeah, so like,
listen to someone
I mean,
yelling
look,
from the rooftops.
You could try
to
Cooper on him, but also for what it's worth, Cooper has only got lit up a few times in his career, and it's by guys that are elite route runners. Mm-hmm. And so like, I don't know. And then let's say you put Cooper out there, he struggles, and now you're really screwed because you've like shuffled things all around. So it's a tough spot for this team. Like they could really use, like who do you think the worst team in the league is right now?
The Jets. Yeah. Probably the Jets.
Like
right?
they
I mean, the Jets are the winless team. Yeah. Right, like, I think the Jets, the Raiders are bad. The Saints are bad. There's some bad teams.
They could use a one of those. Now it's tough to say because they just played one of those in the Giants and it didn't.
The Giants
go well.
Are a little bit above one of those.
And Jackson Dart. Yeah.
I think like we said at the beginning of the year, we were right about the Giants. They're not awful. They're just bad now.
Yeah.
They're not awful.
Agreed. And Jackson Dart has clearly infused some life.
No doubt. They got fire, man. Scatabo too. Like both of those guys. Like I don't know how they stay healthy another few weeks, but
right.
Yeah,
they're going to have an amazing short career.
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, geez, I don't ever remember two guys just throwing their bodies around the way they do. I mean, so, the spear of John Campbell is one of the craziest things I've ever seen a quarterback do. Like every single, like at least for me, if it were the every single user, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, I know. That's a good impression of that. I can't remember if I made this point to you on the pod or in text or whatever, but let me just stop me if I have.
Okay.
I do think to wrap up like the game on Sunday.
Yes.
What you're seeing with Jackson Dart is he started and the team started to believe again. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. He brought energy and excitement and belief and confidence and all that stuff.
Jalen, buddy.
Do it.
Go do the same thing.
No, you're not
your
wrong.
Team.
You're a better player than Jackson Dart.
He's a better player than Jackson Dart is. Like, I get that his vibe has led to a lot of wins in Super Bowls. So I'm not saying like don't be yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you have to be running around.
Do something to make the team believe again. Like Jackson Dart is not as good as Jalen, but he has done things in games.
No, I don't disagree.
They're excited. The fans are into it. Like Jalen, and I'll put Nick in this too, because he's like, go do something. You know, like go do something to make these like to give your teammates like reason to believe.
I love it. Because
if they
go
7 minutes of the game and Jalen's holding on to the ball, the corners are getting lit up, like then it's just going to be ugly.
I totally agree.
No one wants it to be ugly.
I agree. Yeah, it's a great point. All right, let's get to final thoughts. Picks Pod will be coming out tomorrow. We'll make our picks for the week. Check that out. And then Saturday, 1 to 3, normal show. We'll be there. We want to talk to all our real ones.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade, New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
All right, let's get to final thoughts.
Okay.
I have such an Elliot final thought coming.
All right. So I have, all right, I'll give you a concert one. So
ooh, my wheelhouse.
I went and saw Mumford and Sons.
Ooh.
Were unbelievable. Like okay. Really killed it. But regardless, you know what must be like such an amazing feeling if you could somehow experience it? Getting legitimately tricked by an encore. Like imagine you're at the concert and they're like, it's over. And you're like, oh, that was awesome. Like,
oh, and then they come back out.
And then you start to walk out and you're like, oh my God.
I've had
back.
That happen a few times. Yeah. It's amazing. Like, it's amazing. Because it's only with second and third encores that you ever like get tricked.
That's what I mean. For the first one, everyone's like,
I saw Bob Dylan play 9 encores one time. And it was like,
absurd.
Towards the end, it was like, all right, Bob. But the first, like when he came out for like the fourth, like that's what I'm talking about. Like, I was as surprised as I've ever been. I'm like, he's coming back out. Yeah. Like what the hell's that? It was so cool.
By the fifth one, I'd be like, buddy, go home. Like I want to go get in my car.
Well, there's another concert after. He was opening for Phil and Friends. So we were there for a long time anyway. So we were like, keep on coming, Bobby. It's great.
I just think it must be so crazy to be like, oh man, like what a great show. They didn't play my favorite song, but like it was still amazing. And then you turn around, they're like, oh my God, they're going to play it. So just think it'd be fun to get tricked by an encore once. Unfortunately, I'm too smart.
Yeah.
I just always see it coming.
You just always go to the same type of concert.
Do you check set list before you go?
Brother. Who are you talking to? I see like, a band that plays a different set list every single night.
Yeah,
like, I don't need to worry about set
list. Well, if you go,
I would not. So my favorite thing about going to a concert is what's next. Like it's
I feel
what's coming next. That's my favorite thing. So like, I would never want to know. I would definitely not check it if they play the same set list. Like I would definitely not check it out.
So my counter to
and
that,
I generally hate the idea of playing the same show every night, everywhere. I hate it. It bothers me so much.
I mostly agree with you on that. The only counter I would give is, I used to be fully in the camp with you of not checking a set list because I like to be surprised. It's nice to check it and like you can then listen to songs you didn't know. So when they play it live, you know it better.
That's a decent way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. Here's my Elliot final thought in that it's like an obvious thing that we don't think about a lot, but it's also like, so Zoe lost one of her front teeth last night.
Wow.
Shout out to Zoe.
I'd assume the first one.
The first. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, by the way, did you see in overseas, I forget where it is. It's like, I think maybe in Japan, they now created a way to regrow teeth. You get a shot in your arm and they can regrow teeth.
Well, so this is where I'm going. That's crazy. But
So first and foremost, shout out to Zoe. She was very first blood gushing at first. So what happened was she had
did
a
come
loose
out naturally,
tooth.
Or did
she so
like,
she had a loose tooth, and she
I used to
classic
love
Seltz
teeth,
move.
Like,
she
oh,
like
yeah,
slammed
point, yeah.
her face into the wall.
I can't
and
imagine,
it got, and it started bleeding and stuff. But then it came out at night, and she was super excited, super happy.
I can't imagine how quickly your teeth came out once. Oh, got loose. It must have been like have a loose tooth. Bam.
Yeah. So she was very excited, you know, Tooth Fairy outside. I called her this morning and she said, Dad, one more and I can sing All I Want for Christmas, my two front teeth. And
good
I was
point.
Like, juicing
knock
her
out.
But I don't think we talk enough about how crazy baby teeth are. Like, how weird is it that we have these little teeth that were younger and then they just all fall out? We get new yeah. ones. Like, we don't ever talk. Isn't that weird? It's a weird thing. That
it is.
They all fall out. You have all these teeth in your mouth and they're just
and then they regrow.
Over time, and then
they
regrow.
Go in. Well, they technically.
Like, it's such an Elliot thought, but it's. I was like, how weird is this?
Do they regrow or they just come in?
No, they have new teeth.
That's what I mean. Like, they're all
new tooth
above
coming
there
in.
And then they yeah. just push in.
They right? push it out.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, in theory, you.
How weird is it, right? These little teeth and they're just gone. Which, see ya.
Well, and also, like, in theory, you have baby hair.
Well, but yeah, but it's you don't have to get rid of it. You cut it. Your baby hair stays. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't fall out. Like,
I wonder what happened.
Like, we actually saved a little piece of Zoe's first haircut, so we have her
right,
baby
right.
hair. Because, like,
that's what I mean.
Right, but with teeth, they fall out.
Agreed.
They just fall
very
out right. of your mouth. Like, what? Like, when you get older, a tooth falls out. It's like, that's bad. Like,
I agree.
It's just such a strange thing that we don't talk about enough as of being a child where your teeth just fall out. Like, no big deal.
What do you think would happen if you never cut your hair? Like, your whole life, you never cut it.
I think it would stop growing at a certain point.
I think so too. Mm. So in theory, that does mean
you could have your baby hair forever.
You could have your baby hair
sure.
forever.
Of course yeah. you could.
That'd
yeah.
be.
That's
I mean,
why it's different than teeth. Guess what? You can't have your baby teeth forever because they're going to fall out.
It's a decision your parents would have to make for you. But if someone had their baby
hair
their
move.
Whole life, I feel like by the time you
well,
got
you'd
to
have
20.
To, you'd have to do the picture every day thing. You know, you'll see those. Yeah. Like, I took a picture of my child every day, which I'm always so, I respect so much. And I'm like, I can't believe you actually did that. Like, what an effort it is to well, every single day do that. Like,
imagine going on, like, you know, the morning show or whatever and being like, this dude's never cut his hair. Everyone's like, wow. And then it's like, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. This here.
That's
look,
weird, buddy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Also, you could probably lie about it.
Good.
Probably
like
pretty
that.
Easily, honestly. If you grew your hair out long enough, you could definitely lie. No one's going to be.
Well, maybe. I mean, we're assuming it stops
gonna...
growing. What if it doesn't?
Good question.
Yeah. See,
I mean, maybe it wouldn't stop.
I don't know. No one's tried that
Tucker?
We know of. Has anyone ever tried?
Someone
should
try.
Tucker should have been Googling this like forever ago. But we'll find
time. It seems silly.
I mean,
I don't want that messing up my Google.
I said it was an Elliot final thought, you know?
Would your hair grow forever? I mean, well, eventually you'd get old.
Doesn't your hair keep growing after you die?
Well, will you be
that
weird?
That is a terrifying thought.
I would guess no.
But that and your fingernails don't stop growing.
Would be weird as
wow.
part of your hair
I
would
become
gray.
I think they do gray. When you die. You're talking for like a short period of time or something. Like, obviously they stop when you're a skeleton, right, Tucker?
Well, you wouldn't have nails then.
That's my point. Yeah. Tucker's like, they just keep growing when you die.
Well,
it's
this
like,
is
well,
what
not
I'm
forever.
On my work.
Obviously not forever.
No, the body just dehydrates, so it looks like it's growing.
There. See, I had a feeling it didn't still grow.
It's Halloween. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I love Halloween. Halloween's great.
Zoe should go with someone that never cut her hair.
Zoe... Buddy, you don't think we've already got a?
I know, I'm sure.
She is Sophia from the Unicorn Academy, and Ruben is going to be her unicorn.
Wow, I feel like he'd make a good unicorn.
Ruben's getting caught up in the bigs this
year.
Probably.
Is he excited about it?
Oh, he's thrilled.
He learned his lines.
Blind and deaf, he can't wait. Really good time. It's basically going to be me carrying Ruben around every house.
I think the only way I'd ever enjoy Halloween is if I was blind and deaf.
Yeah.
Be like, just put whatever
there's
you want.
Honestly, the only way I enjoy Halloween is having a kid. Like Zoe, yeah. Zoe loves it so
Candy's
much.
Good, though.
It's her favorite holiday by miles. So like her joy has reinvigorated Halloween for me. I'll say that.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Maybe she could reinvigorate the Eagle season. Maybe they could dress up as a good team on Sunday.
We're just full of pod titles today.
We should do the Eagles should dress up as a good team for Halloween.
That might be the funniest title of all time.
Yeah, I think that people will hate it, but it'll be good.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back with the Picks Pod tomorrow. Until then, I'm James.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new random's it. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.